104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Amazing news this morning for Kelly Finlayson. She's the wife of Jeremy. He plays for Port Adelaide. And I don't know if people out there have been following her story. I certainly have. She's she was diagnosed with bowel cancer when she was 25, just after she'd given birth to her daughter, Sophia. And it was just one of the most heartbreaking stories I've ever sort of read about. She had a lot of different prognoses. I think in the beginning they weren't quite sure how bad it was and it seemed like it was getting better. And then a few months ago she was told it was terminal. She had lesions on her lung and she's been told the cancer is pretty much frozen. It's dormant. The chemo's worked.
Yep.
Even though technically the prognosis is still terminal because you have to wait a long time before you get out of
you're
that.
You're in the clear.
Yeah, you're in the full clear.
Yep.
It's not growing anymore.
Yeah.
They're shocked at how well the treatment has worked. So, you know, she's now thinking, I am going to see my daughter grow up. And
how good.
Oh, my God. I could. Yeah, it's
the
very
turnaround.
Emotional.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, this poor family, I can't even imagine, because that beautiful little girl and just thinking that she wasn't going to see her grow up, the trauma would have been unbearable. So a bit of hope there for them, which is just outstanding.
Oh, I have a dollar on him kicking five this week.
Yeah.
God, the relief.
Yeah.
Good on you girls. Good on them.
Well done.
And she's always had a bloody positive mindset through it. She's been incredible trying to promote it and talk about it and
smiling
be the face of it, which is, you know, doubly as hard when you're under enormous pressure.
Get checked, because it happens to younger people, bowel cancer, and people think that it can't, but it does. So if anything's going on, you know, and something doesn't seem right, absolutely get checked and push for a check too.
The power of the mind, very important. There's a new company that's heading towards the $1 trillion mark. Now, there's five companies in the world with a $1 trillion valuation. Hit me some names, please.
Google,
tick, that's one.
Tesla or Elon Musk?
No, Tesla's not. Apple, yes, that's number two, that's in there.
Microsoft?
Number three.
Very good, Loz.
Amazon. And there's a Saudi one called Aramco. You probably wouldn't have guessed that
Aramco,
one.
Isn't that what
Aramco,
you
Aramco, yeah. I am from Aramco, but there's not a trillion
Aramco.
In Aramco, I can tell you that. But there's a new one that's right on the edge. It's in front of Tesla and it's in front of Facebook in value.
Really?
And it's a new AI company called NVIDIA. You're going to hear a lot about this company. It's just stocks going through the roof at the moment. It's actually a 30-year-old company, but it's in the AI space, which we haven't had too much of that in the world. But you're going to hear a name called NVIDIA spoken about in the same capacity as Microsoft, Google, Amazon.
Heard it here first.
These sort of companies. So watch this space.
All right. Yeah. Good story. Hey, Mark McGowan, the WA Premier, stepped out. Doesn't probably affect us or mean much to us here in SA, except I just want to remind you all, do you know, they said that he imposed the toughest restrictions in the world, not Australia, in the world, for his state of WA during COVID. No one could leave. No one could get in. He shut the place down and that was that. And it lasted 697 days and ended up with a 92% approval rating. They loved him. They thought he was that brilliant. And yet
been the most dominant that I've ever remembered, Dits, in your lifetime.
And yet,
has there ever been a more dominant premier?
No way in the world. But remember how, you know, we got shut down for a couple of months and we hated it. He said to them, no one comes or leaves and it was over 2 years.
Yeah,
so
they had
amazing stuff.
They shut from going into state, but while they were over there, they could do a fair bit of stuff over there themselves, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Because they got on top of it. And
Well, they're different units over there, in my opinion. Like, very isolated from the rest of the country. They've got their own, as Roo was saying, off
the mines could still go ahead. They were still working. They had their own economy, basically. They were pumping.
Adelaide, Sydney, and, you know, Melbourne, we're all sort of interacting with each other. We're travelling for work. We're doing all. That was really hard on Melbourne.
Got the granny there.
Yeah. They were just loving life. They would have put a wall up, I reckon. They would have
been
fine.
That's what it was like.
It was. Yeah. Two countries.
But anyway, he's burnt out now. He's been in politics over 26 years, I think. So he's
exhausted.
So if you're getting cooked at the moment, Koshy yesterday, Hardwick, McGowan.
Yep.
Clarko.
That's right. But no one's doing it as tough as this man, this driver in Edinburgh who... Well, he's been slapped with a £30 fine.
I thought you were talking about our driver from our...
our trip. No, that's a different story. This driver had to abandon his car And you think, well, of course you get a fine for that. But he said, I had diarrhea, okay? I had diarrhea and I had to go I just had to leave my car charging. It's one of the little electric chargey ones. And he left it there and he got slapped with a fine because he left it there for too long. And I think we've all been there. When nature calls, I think there should be a nature clause in these situations where you just go.
I think a few people try a few different things over the journey.
What do you mean?
Well,
saying that you have
baby.
Something wrong.
I need to get to the toilet. There's an emergency at home. Mm. All those sort of things.
But they won't have it anymore. They just say, we've seen enough diarrhea.
I'll give you one quick tip. Just don't lie about it.
Yeah.
Because I know someone who got pulled over and said, look, I was speeding. I'm sorry. My wife's having a baby. And the cop said, quick, jump in. We'll take you. Because they generally wanted to help.
Are you kidding me?
Which hospital? The one down that way, you know.
We're doing a water birth at home. Yeah, you can't
in my
come
brain.
In.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's making news.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Dits and Loz.
What's a goal?
Overnight Sports.
Adelaide star Rory Laird has been handed a one-match ban for a tackle on Brisbane's Lachie Neale. Now, we're told the club is set to appeal, Roo. Are you going to appeal?
Don't know what they're doing, to be honest.
I see nothing. Right. I know nothing.
You haven't had a discussion, have you?
I've had a discussion, but it's a frustrating area of the game at the moment. I totally understand why they're clamping down on it. But
he's the 20th player this season to be done for.
You know what I've said about it? It'll cost someone a Brownlow, and it just will not be fair. What we are asking our players to do, and I'm not just talking about Letty, I'm talking about all 20. It is, and every coach has been saying the same thing, it is bloody impossible on a lot of instances. It's very hard for them to stop. I'm not against, I absolutely agree with the fact banning them out there when they put them into the ground.
Yeah.
Clearly. But the ones,
sort of
ones
halfway,
with momentum and everything, and Letty actually looks like he stops here.
I agree with you.
They're trying to stamp it out. We did the same with bumps and everything a couple of years ago, so I guess we have to get used to it.
All right, this is good news for the Crows. Josh Worrell says he's thrilled to have signed a new contract extension.
Very excited, obviously. It's amazing. I think I love Adelaide, being a big boy, and to stay on for another 2 years is very exciting.
Played well on the weekend.
Yep, he's going to be a good player.
All right, now Mason Redmond, Essendon player, has been linked to the Adelaide Crows. He is on the couch on Fox Footy.
Adelaide has seriously turned Mason Redmond's head. Like, I thought this was probably a stalking horse move. Okay, you have a look at the options and then you sign up at Essendon. But the offer is significant, and so much so that a player who was always thinking he would remain at Essendon has a big decision to make. So my understanding, Essendon hasn't offered him a deal yet. I think the checkbook could be, say, $750,000 to $800,000 if he is to move.
All right, there you go. Now, Roo, what can you tell us? Anything?
Don't know much about that at all.
Really? Do you know him? Have you heard of his name before? Or?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think he plays for Essendon, doesn't he?
Okay, he does.
Yeah.
All right, get back to us when you know a bit
more.
$750,000,
a lot of money, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Let's look at Port Adelaide. As many as four players could return this weekend. Todd Marshall, Charlie Dixon, Tom Jonas comes back off suspension. Travis Boak could come back in after the rib injury. Here's Captain Tom Jonas talking about the weekend's win.
Just a lot of confidence in our group, particularly at the moment. We started well, and then, I mean, it wasn't the prettiest game of footy, but always really confident throughout the game that, we were doing what we had to do to win.
Hey, Zach Butters has gone to the top of the Coaches Award.
Yep, he sure has. I was talking about it last night on the footy shows. He is, right up there, chance to win the Brownlow and everything now.
All right, in the AFLW, the Power Girls, they returned yesterday to pre-season training. Here's their superstar, Erin Phillips.
Look, it's been my last season probably for the last 5 years. I'm really honestly not thinking about that at the moment. I'm really enjoying having the first off-season where I actually haven't had a scope or a surgery or any kind of setback. So I'm just looking at this season.
She's on fire. Hopefully she can have another great year and get those Port Adelaide girls up the ladder a little bit.
Yep, indeed. Now, just in other sport at the French Open, this is good news. Alex Demonor through to the second round, had a four-set win over Belarusian Ilya Ivashka. There you go. So another Aussie through. That's good.
Good pronouncing, Dits.
Thank you. I made it up.
Come on, Austin, you picked that up.